Shus Avi Mori. We're holding in the middle of the Sugya of Nisim Tam of Gam, Metlap. Sim Kuf Gimel, Siv Gimel. So, Siv Gimel is still in the middle of the Sugya of Metlap by Oichlin. We have a Mishnah Samachem and Beis that says the Nisim Tam of Gam is Mutter. The Gemara Dav Samach Zayim brings down two Lushonos from Mishlokish. What exactly is that case? Is the case where the Chayim is going inside the Grisim and the thing itself is Poikim? Or the David study an outside factor where there's too much salt or too much tavlinim or too little salt, too much tavlinim is causing the case to be hogim this mixture over here. The Gemara brings a raya from Yechonon and passes like the second lashon. The loch is that even though the David study is being hogim it, it sounds like for the words of the mechaber, the thing itself being hogim together with the David study, therefore still be mutter gam. It's not by the thing itself; it's with an outside factor. That's a sport on the loch and Tziv Gimel. Come along with Kiveger and discusses the case, and he sends you to people got him with a similar case, but negate to the idea of being a Mavatl Isser. That means that right now on you have a case of one of Isser, two of Heter. It's nice Tam of Gam, you have Roy Pet over here, and the Tam of Gam, and Mice of Heter. The case over here is that you have too little salt. What happens if you add in more salt? That'll be Lishach. That'll be Osir, because one side two, you need a bit of Lishishim. So come along Kiveger and says, mention case. One side two is right now of Gam. Let's add in another 58 to make it a Shishim. Then put in salt to make it Lishvach. And then it'll be Mutter. And what's being Mutter? Is that no problem at all? He wants to compare it to a Sugya, the Lochad Simon Koftes in Sebeis. The Mechab brings down, let's say you have Yavish B'Yavish, that's a Mim B'Minoi. The Loch is the Rabbanon and the Rice is Bota B'Royev. One piece of the Veil.
And it's while it's still in the Gam.
Add in to make it Shishim, and then make it Lashrach. Shalmal Yisrael. He has a similar case in Kuftes. Mechab discusses here a case of Yavish Piyavish, Mimma Binoi. One piece of the Velo, two pieces of Kosher, and the Loch is all three the Meister Mutter. The Rosh Shita is the Meister can eat all three together. We're Machab with the Rash, but he cannot eat all three together. Speaks out to Mechab, so what can I do? To cook it, you can, then Shloi Binoi. Says the Mechab, add in another 58 pieces. Now you have a case over here of a shishim. Then cook it all together. Then you already have a case also mutter, a case of shishim, only mutter. So the mechaba sounds like the one being heter, gam you cause it to create a situation of bittul, therefore be mutter. That's what Kiveger starts off with. He ends off, however, I the Prim Godim did not seem to say this way, but Sarachian. What's the case of the Prim Godim? He has the opposite case. We have two cases over here in Shulchan Aruch.
This was
no Right, it was never an Isra. That's the title of my should be mutter.
Right.
It should be mutter.
The words itself, Eimel
Right, that is. The Meister Pim Godim discusses an opposite case. I mean, you have two cases of Shulchan Aruch. One that's too little salt, one that's too much salt. Kiveger discussing a case where it's too little, you add it to make shishim, and then you put in salt. Two stage situation, and he wants to ask, it wants to matter it. Mechab and Koftes. Come on, people are discussing the other way around. It's too much salt. Too much. Little gam. Now when you add in, at the same time when you add in to make shishim, it comes out there's not too much salt anymore. Because 1 to 2 is too much salt. When you put another 58, it's not too much salt. In the same moment when you add in, there's not too much salt. But mice not a shishim. So again, Kiveger discussing a two-stage situation. It's not enough salt. You add in heter, then you add in iser. We've got to discuss a one stage thing. You have too much salt and you want to add inside. When you add inside, it gets a shishim, there won't be too much salt. Now, I have a case of bittul. To come along the people got when he wants to ask them this case, it says either the halacha simon kuftes, said the maestro, b'yavish b'mimina, you can't add in. This first one said that case cannot lead to a deraiso. Can never lead to a case of deraiso. It's b'mimina. That's what over there we make over here, it can lead to a case of deraiso. Why do you want to tiny learn the sugya over there? According to the Rosh, eat all three together. According to Rosh Avad, it's a case of bittul. Therefore, there's a tzad to say to be more machmir in our situation versus the case of Kuftes. Points out the Yad Yehuda in the Prim Godim situation, where the case over here is too much salt. As Medayt by the Shulchan in the Kiveger situation, when there's too little salt, the Avinu slowly, it sounds like it should be machlikis run versus the Rashba. Why? What was he said when it's nice time of Kamal Maisa's mutter? The Rashman said it's a soif that there is an issa here, except it's bittle. The Maloshes, you have Roy Petter, it's motor. The Tom, you need Roy Petter, therefore it's motor. You have a case of bittle. The Rand understands there is no isser, explains that Achronim. Greg explains, others explain, there is no isser. Why? The Pasuk says, what's the vela? Karoy leger for achilo. It's not worried for achilo by person. It's a nishkin isser, not an vela. The Rand is saying there is no isser over here. Therefore, the one taino, let's analyze it. According to the Rashba, his words are the mice, there was a bittle. So you're adding in now shishim, and now you're putting in salt. So you went from bittle to a bittle. You wouldn't have a bottle isad chilo. There already was a bittle, and there is a bittle. Went from bittle to bittle. So you didn't create any mavatl iser. According to the Ran, it switches. The Ran, what happens with the nice time of gam is not where lechel is ger. It's nishkin iser. When you add it in upon salt, now why is it water? It's not the sugi of bittle. That means now you're creating mavatl isad chilo. So that when the one time in the field of Ran, you might have, you should have a problem over here. Because you're creating a bittle iser. Mashiach, you go to the Rashba, you're not creating the bittle already was there, just switching the level, the type of bittle, the other case will be motor.
So why did Kiveger bring Mikol? Have it pushed around?
No, Kiveger says, if you read him slowly, he says, in the Rashba, he says that. He says that. He says, but if you read him slowly, he's saying, in the Rashba, Shito, he's saying, in the Rashba. Now with this, we can understand, go back to a Kiveger, the end of Simit Sadaches. And then the Simit Sadaches, the Sugya of Istimi Mavatul Isser. The Mchabib brings down a case we have done, mixing with 29 Isum of Heter, 29 of Heter, and you have a case of Chalev with 30 of Heter. And you mix them all together, so now you have 59 of Heter, one of Dam, and one of Chalev. The loch is, Isser being Mavatl Isser, two different Taimim and two different Isurim, the other is going to be a case of Smoter. Mchabar. Recognize the Kalim, the Malachura agrees, and even Bayam, it's on the Sugim Chanan. When you have a dam inside 29 of Heter, before this Chanan, all 29 also. When a chelev inside 30 of Heter, you have a case of Chanan. So how do you mix it together? Saying Issim Avat Lissa, you have a Yam, so the Sugi of Chanan. Taz, Shach, Kiveger. Come from Kiveger, and a big dam, Shem Rebbein Moshe. Once that's a base upon our Sugi. The case over here is when the dam is mixing with 29 of Heter, is when the mice said that there's too much salt in this case, and therefore it's nice Tamil of Gam. If it's not Tlap, we do not say Chanan. The chelev is mixed inside with 30 of heter, and there's too little salt. So when there's too much salt, when there's too little salt. So again, no time of kam, you don't say chan. When you mix them together, not too little, too much. Now it's perfect amount of salt. Now you make a nice time of shrach, but there was never chanan. If the case over here is motor. So the Kivegi, a very interesting case, how to make it. There's no chanan. Yet together there's an issa, no time of shrach. Beforehand was missing salt. When there's too much salt, together they're perfect. He says, I would have said that, except, he says, look right over here. And over here, I want to make Ladud, even Lechatchil will be more to go do that. That means Mubat to listen. And the words of the Mechaber, in the end of Simon Sadaches, is Arab B'Shegeg, you do it B'Shegeg, the Maisets Motor. Could be amazing, can do that, be Mubat to listen. So he says, if you want to answer this Pshad the Mechaber, it's against what I'm saying. Because I bet someone Taina, again, the end of Sarah Chiladina, of P. the Pirim God, but I want Taina, bet should be Motor. The field of Cheshbon Shabbat, you went from being a case of Heter to a case of Heter. The Maisha should be Motor. Siv Kimon are different cases of Nais Tam of Kam that's brought down the Chazal. The first question to be Makdim is, let's say things are not brought down by Chazal. What defines Nais Tam of Kam? Do we decide it? Is it up to us? Is it up to what the Chazal say? So they bring down this in Eshkol, in Chel Gimel, Eshkol, one of the Rishonim. He says, "Losh Yesh Mishaimer." The loch is whatever Chazal says. Nois Tam Lavkam is Lavkam. Otherwise, things are Masopik. What is this way, that way? The Ma'isa we have to be Machmer. That Shuvah by us brings it down from the Eshkol. The being down is a Beis Shleim and Shuvah that way also. And being down the Minchas Pasim points out that certainly not the steam is Lapaiskim. Certainly not the understanding of Lapaiskim. The loch is whatever we decide is Lavkam is Lavkam. The Pashas is before Shemachavah that way in Simit Sadeches in Sefalot. The Mechaber says, what to go do with you have a mixture? Not to the Gamal of Shrach. Go give it to Kefela, go give it to Goy. Says the Goy, if he either does not taste it, or he tastes and this Lefgam, two things, the Loch is the Maisets Motor. Sounds like any case, anything that Goy defines to be Lefgam, we nichol in the getter of Lefgam. So again, we do have those one time that sounds like Chazal defines Lefgam. The pashas, the simits of poiskim, and the by the shulchan brings down, the akshu brings down, is that all cases that we decide to be lafkam are different from the gedda of lafkam. If that's so, there's an obvious question: who defines what's lafkam? Do you go bas la'amot, bas yidei, bas Americans, bas Israelis? What my kids enjoy, I love Africa, I enjoy. What people appreciate are not the same exact taste buds. People spend 200 shekels of a bottle of wine and $200 a bottle of wine. I think your mamash can make a bracha. Mamash can make a bracha. Fine. That people have black coffee in the morning with no sugar and no milk. And I take it every morning inside at 4. I don't make a bracha on it. Mamash, don't make a bracha. I can't. I do mamash also 4 I have to take every morning. Black coffee with no sugar, no milk, nothing.
It was
so coffee,
yeah.
I put it with cold water. It doesn't make a difference. It's all the same taste. It's easy. Fine. So now the question is, what defines it? So Rabbi Forrest, when he brings down this halacha, he says the vada goes basar now, and it's not called basar what Chazal say. And he brings down this footnote. He brings down from Rabbi Yashiv, a shame of third party, that he gets involved. What exactly defines the definition? He says whatever normal human behavior is. Now you can argue what that is. Each one's a higher pay. Depends on society. And he tries to give a definition. I'm not clear what exactly he means. The way the Vadik, when he discussed it, he said, the Vadik go bossa di day. Vadik go bossa da alma. Now the way he seems to say, once the that these we showed him the Shefa Eshkol and the Mitzchas Pasta, they showed him the Lav Dafka, they're arguing. They say they are. Lav Dafka, once the time that there's certain things that everyone agrees to. Certain things that everyone agrees to, he tastes as Lavkan. You taste certain foods, and it only has a soapy taste. Was it cleaned that well? Everyone agrees that it has a soapy taste. You might eat it. Fine. It's not, no, people eat the lefkam. Everyone agrees certain things are spoiled. Certain things that everyone agrees, that's lefkam. Then there's certain things that are really on no man's land. It's my taste versus his taste. The sharpness versus what he thinks. Then echanami, maybe you can follow Chazal. Chazal say. But for me to decide that way, and now it could be very good, why the idea of Sanuch upon Goy Kfelo. The sugar mirrors us. And the kid has to be this mamish be'etzim lefkam that everyone agrees. Because if it's just something that it's up to every single person, so guy says, yeah, if those lefkam, that's my taste bud. Your taste bud disagrees. So but before the gedda of lefkam, there has to be that for the two different types of lefkam. One
salt,
that the oilam agrees to.
Too much salt, too little salt should be the kav that everyone argues on.
Right, so I think it means over there, too much salt affecting the mixture that creating this thing to be pogum. Not just have a salt per se, but the mixture over here.
The case of the end of Tzavi Ches over there, there was 2 pounds, one was too salty, one was less salty.
That created this mixture over here. It has to be, otherwise, nicely, it does end off. It's not again the Baal Shulchan end of Tzorachi and still not the way it's at a ches. Sounds like it goes as pogum, and he knows a better taste than I do. And for me, it's not pogum at all. Me, I find it's great. Sounds like should be more to. But I think there are two levels here. One that everyone agrees to, that should be simple. The level not everyone agrees to, you should know exactly to define it. What is the normal human behavior? What defines society? Building upon this, they discuss. Let's say the bets and the food tastes great. But inside the reyach, mice is noise to tell lafkam. Why? Because it smells terrible. But if you didn't have any smell, it'd be terrific. So the Adhudo brings down over here from the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, he says that the smell is very important and makes in the ghetto noise to tell lafkam.
But yeah, it's very connected.
Similar thing, what?
But yeah, it's not like that.
Why but yeah, another way? No, but the gate of what defines lefkam l'shvach won't be defined the issue shavoy. But what makes lefkam l'shvach? Therefore, the Baal Shulchan says, he points out, let's say if I care, according to the Ran says that we go after the issue of the issue when there's no one, no, there's no issue. There's a no, higdil midalsoy, you gain a little bit out. Be nice in case of also. Let's say you gain out of it, you're putting in this thing, and the gain is why now it smells better. Tastes worse. But mice, it smells better than it's worth it for you. You read that something that smells better for guests sometimes than the taste. It's a very important presentation and smell. And once had a kund of Malachosh be also. Similar discussed by the case of Chazusa by color. You want to say negate the case of Reichel.
Could you
write a little word? Kund of Rashba, no, after Reif.
I'm saying, let's say if there's a Reif, but it doesn't get a taste, it smells.
Well, the Rashba goes purely after Ramoshes and Kurt. No, it will be a cooler in the no. Also, Reich will be the time of Kam. It won't come out to be a Chumra according to Rashba. Only according to Ran is
Chumra.
Reich is always also according to Rashba.
Even if it's only
Reich. Reich is always also, even though, yes.
In the din of Darach Achili, you would say the same Gedar?
Of Reich?
No, of what the Bali was saying. Of what's normal, what's not normal.
Derech Achilo. No, love Dafka. Derchilim, it could be this large gamut because we are so much around of us. I mean, something where people eat.
In when you're handling the cherry toothpaste and you want to make it, that is Derchilim.
No. There's eating out of desperation, and there's eating with Shasat Chak, and there's eating, you know, different levels of eating. Again, my kids don't eat toothpaste out of desperation. They eat it because they enjoy it. They just don't understand it's toothpaste.
Well, maybe your kids are not Israel.
most kids, they tell kids no, eat no, cherry toothpaste.
His kids is the one they buy in the book. Just watch.
No, I meant it's adults. Maybe this is with your kids versus adults. What's the
I'm not so sure. Again, what how do you look? I'm not clear. How do you look at things that people won't eat due to the fact because it's toothpaste, but that's they would eat it? All right, but kids eat it. They swallow. Why spit out for them? I'm not sure how to look at that. Now, over here in Shukunach, there are four different cases they discuss in the Ge'er to this idea of Nesh Tamlof Gam. One of the cases of Boss inside Shemin, the case of Boss inside Dvash, Boss inside Yain, two cases of Bosser. Fourth case of Cholov or Chelov inside Yain. Go through each one. First, we have a circular Mazar of exam that if you buy from a guy Shemin or Dvash, the law is the Maiset's Mutter. In fact, the Gemara, why? Let's be Choshish Eruva, the mix inside things that are Isser. The Gemara says, Mr. Sorry. It's Misrach, it makes it taste bad, and therefore, even if they did mix inside things, it's not just Tamlof Kam, therefore, it's mutter. What were the choshes that they mixed inside? Beginning on the base Yosef and the Shachman, Chlikas, Rashi, and the Rambam. Rashi says they mixed inside this Dvash, or this case of Shemin, they mixed inside Yain. Shoresh is Yain. The Rambam understands they mixed inside of it Bosser, meat. That means that's why we're getting these different cases over here. I mean, the first case of Shulchan Aruch is causing me a bosser mixed inside Shemin, which is the Rambam's situation. And Rechava says, we have Rambam says, Maisa, nois tamlof kam. The shopping zander of Manshuva that went this way, that Maisa, nois tamlof kam. The Shachavay is Marach, the Kamarayas, that they're saying they misunderstand the sources of Makarius. And therefore, at the end of the day, Maisa is Machmer, whether it's Chai, whether it's Shalok. Now, if you have more wants to bring down Shuvah to Mechalik, whether it's roasted or raw. And therefore, the ikka the paiskin of the shach, whether it's the goyin on the page over here, or the chavadas, the chokh mazadim, we are machmer when bosser goes inside shemen. We don't have this heti over here. That means the first case of shulchan aruch, the ikka were machmer. Second case, what?
The
ogin shulchan aruch. Yeah, yes. The ogin chav is ogin the yes. The second case over here is bosser inside dvash. That already, again, coming from the source of the Rambam. Coming from the base station, we ask the question. If you know, Matthias says a lot of people add in honey inside their bosser. My wife has in honey inside the meat all the time. So the Maisel, why is the thing saying it's nice and tamle gam? The Maisel, who Matthias is nice and tamle shvak. So the three main truths over here, one is the base, Eisa brings down the answer, wants to tie now that ekonami depends if it's levad, or with tavlinim or betzalim mixed inside. When you have the dvash with other spices mixed inside, then it tastes very good, nice and tamle shvak. Mashkin by itself, then it's nice and tamle gam. One teretz. The second teretz, the Bach brings down, the tiny is, really depends on two cases. When people are usually adding in dvash, they're adding dvash into the meat. Dvash to meat tastes very good. Let's see the other way around. You want to add the tamah meat into dvash, that doesn't taste good. That means to enhance your meat, enhance your children, people put in dvash, that's very good. But enhance your dvash, knows you put inside meat. That's nice tam of gam. The third mile of the grain over here wants to discuss it. It really depends if the boss is be'en or the boss is tam. If it's be'en, it'll be mashpiach. If it's tam, it'll be case of kam. Those are three towards him. The Maisa, again, we have the Rambam that brought him by the Machaber. The Maisa, he's makel. The grain says that's la'alocho. Atzal Hashem, the Kamun Gamon says that those one time the dvash means only mashkushal dvash, and therefore it would be sanicha this halacha of dvash only in the mokim hefsimubo, chokh mesodom. Atzal Hashlishi, Kamun Gatas, who disagrees and says it connected to Mordechai. Maisha, look at the case of the Mordechai, the Gemara points out, the case of the Mordechai is a case of Mamoshes, not a case of Tam. And therefore he wants to answer Lishit also, there's a chum between the case of Mamoshes versus Tam. Therefore there is no Raya. The Maisha, we have a case where the Taz wants to argue the whole time in the Locha, and Chavdas passing this way. That means the second case of Shulchan Aruch, first case the place can argue, the second case of Shulchan Aruch, the case over here with Dvash, is Machlekes, Machabes says Mutter, the Taz and Maisha have Seruba, and the Taz argues, Ramoshes have Seruba, the Taz argues totally, and says always is also. The third case over here, the Ramah brings down, is Bosser inside Yain, or Rashi. Maisa, he is Mekel. Now, everyone seems to go the way in the case of Lufkam. A little bit of a baya, people should ask, is people put Yain inside the Bosser all the time. People put it, they want to enhance again the meat. So here I didn't see anyone speak out, but what it means is that again, the Chilik, what we discussed, like the Bach, that means no one put Bosser inside the Yain. That's the case over here. But people put Yain inside the Bosser. Enhance your meat, maybe, because you want that wine taste, but not vice versa. And therefore, boss inside yain, as far as I see, the place can command everybody says, that's the case we do follow, that'll be the case that's motor.
Well, why do we say put simply at that time this was a pagum than now? That's the
why should it be?
I don't know, but people didn't like it that way. No,
we started in the
well, we, I never find anyone saying Shana taste buds.
Sheikhas
is
mother?
Sheikhas
is a someone.
What?
Sheikhas?
If it's nice in Tamil of Gam, be Fal Chazal. Mice, they do it be Kavogal.
What?
So?
That's the whole thing.
So
can't do no. The latest hack to get into Sheikhas is that they used to put in Sheikhas for a reason. In order to make sure that in the whiskies, the Glenlivet, the 18 years, for example, says it on the outside, sherry cask. A lot of people machmir not to drink it. Why? Because it's coming from the source of yayin, samyayin, yayin, nessa, therefore it won't be machmir. Now, a lot of people want to be mekel. But sad to be mekel, one is starkest as far as, for example, Rav Miller gives us a comment to the sefer about sherry cask. In his Haskoma, he writes, it's a wonderful sefer. However, Chazal say the mice it's mutter. We follow Chazal. Why Chazal says mutter? It's nice time of calm. They say inside it's more than 25 hours. And the mice it's mutter. And the people told me it's Shalom Mill. The mice said it's mutter. In the cipher, he answers back this question. Why exactly? What to go do with it? And the Arvin people want to be Chayshish Lachmer. The latest Hachnagir to the Sherry cast is that a couple of years ago, the reason why they did it for it used to be the wood would give it a bad taste. It would be in the cask. And the wood would give over a bad taste to the whiskey. Therefore, they didn't want that to happen. So they put in sherry to make sure it wouldn't be a bad taste. And therefore, those one time the sherry inside was not to give it a good taste, was to make sure not to have a bad taste. A couple of years ago, they figured out a patent how to make sure that the wood will not, they can glaze the wood somehow, and the wood won't give off any taste.
Did they glaze it with butter?
I don't know with what. There's a way of doing it that it won't give off any taste. They went back to the original matzev of wood that gives off no taste. People complained. The Bekiyim complained, I cannot tell the difference between any whiskey, but the Bekiyim complained that Maisit, we don't have that cherry smoked flavor over here, and therefore now they put it back to Sherry Cask, but that's for the cherry.
It's new coke.
They did Bekavona now. Now they do Mam for Kavona because they want the cherry flavor. And that's what they advertise the bottles now, cherry flavor, because that's the advertisement now, that's the Ekumela to it. So now the Shell is what to go do with that. His time is, Chazal said, nice time of Gam. My father would say, maybe taste buds change over here. But those want to answer back, maybe Yain Nesach has a different sugi over here. Fine.
Isn't
that Kefela managed? Does Kefela define things when we don't... What defines taste?
If we taste it, then why do you need a Kefela?
For us, they're modest, maybe. Maybe for them modest. That means we bigger paskin, these souls, them, and we don't need a Kefela, the Shach says. Fine. The fourth case is the case of Ches Lamed Veiz inside Yain. What is that? So the Peskachum brings out three different pshatim. Doesn't mean cholov, a case of milk inside Yain. Gil Mashal went this way. It brings down that the Nadim Huda and Taisu Shabbos means in the case of a chelov, case of fats. And then the base Huda says the mice is not right to the kudas. Why? Because either one of the mice is motor. Sai chelov and sai cholov. There are three options in Shulchan Aruch. Mice of the rice, mikan lakan. Then the day the Meister Pais can bring it down, that the Mistarif, the sheet is over here, it depends how much and what the situation is. They're always bringing down these ideas from the Mistarif, when the such case happens, whether it's Cholov or Chelov inside Yain. Those are four cases on the page. There's one interesting case in Simon Tofton and Aleph and Chlis Pesach, which Mishbu brings down for the Magar Avram, that the person wants to put Sheikhar inside Yain, beer inside wine, doesn't mix well. That I think one of the things that people do know, and Kamal Mishbu and says, that's no Yisatam of Kam. So you have a case in the gate of Pesach, you have inside your yain, whatever case you have a case, you have some mixture of beer inside, that's nice time of kam, and this will not be a bayad before Pesach, even though Pesach called the Ram sheet and not called the Rajbo, different sheet is about mice, so that is nice time of kam. Now there's an interesting case that the Pesach Shuv has been signed to, he sends it to the base hill, and if Betzim also brought down by us, by the Prima Godim over here, a mice where a kid, a tinuk, fell inside a Yerushal Dvash to a vat of honey that was boiling. The kid died inside. They took the kid out. They wanted to use the Dvash. So they start off with, they have three different sugis over here. Two of them we'll get to Bezer Shem next week. One sugi, first of all, is eating a person. Is there an Isser? What their Isser is? What the problem here is? Fine. It's brought down by the Pesach Shuvah and Simchat Torah. We'll get to it next week. That's one Shiloh. The second shalah, that's by a live person, but by a dead person. Is there an Isser Hano, by Yisrael, by a Goy, by Thomas Shom Miriam, Shom Shom Eglarufa, with Exer Shavah? That's also Nana Sugyo. The sugya they're discussing on the tzad of the alive person is also, or on the tzad of the dead person is also. The maisa is a person in dvash, bolser in dvash. What's halacha? Or mashkishal dvash? Is a case of noisim tam lefkam. The maisa is mutter. When the mechaber, or case of amon, a case of hefsim ubo. So maisa over here is a case of bolser inside dvash. It should be the case of mutter. That's what they're discussing. What? That's probably, yeah. Let's get cooked down. That's next week, Be'ez Hashem. So they get involved. You look at the Yad Eliyahu, or the Pre-Chodosh, or the Tzimayin Tes, or Pirim Godom. When it says the case of Bosa Dvas, what is Bosa? Bosa mean all Bosa Pashas. And therefore, on that time, whether it's Bosa Adam or Bosa Behem, which does not make a difference. And therefore, the law is, if Hefsim or Bokonam was Motor, when Chavim, now Hefsim should be Motor. Also, one of the fact that one time, maybe the case over here is Dafka means Bosa, what we assume Bosa means. A bosser of an animal, not a bosser of a person. The stewards of Polish can bosser means bosser is bosser. Therefore, should be mutter.
You think it may taste better or worse?
You want? They did not give the kefela. The lav dafka the case of shishim. The question is, could we semich what the Shulchan Aruch says? We're not semich. There's a few hundred years ago, when the mice happened. Not semich on the kefela. So what do you go do? If Chazal said nice tamal kam, go sell it. No problem. Have to move it. No problem. For them all. They want a time, the mice should be no problem. That's the pre-chodesh one's time, the pre-chodesh one's idea that this concept of how to take it, even by case of a person.
Same shayla if you stick finger in the challenge.
Right, that's going to be next week discussing people when they're alive, chai being pilot, that's about it. Prickman wants a time, it's going to be also a mutter, not only fingers like your children, how can you ever eat hot children, your tongue, you burn your tongue, the mice can even swallow it, how can you drink your hot coffee, all the stuff like that. Right. We discussed it in the first year, and since it's not a chesk, the people are going to go down over there, and we discussed it again in Kovdal, the Piskachua brings it down. No, it's two different places.
It's on the page.
Fine. Next idea is Sifhei. Sifhei Zayin is a sugi nois tam lakam legate sugi of Caleb. The Makov this Indian is the Gemara, the end of Avad Zara. The Gemara discusses when you buy a kli from a guy, what's the halacha? The Gemara says if it's a new kli, you do tefillah. If it's an old kli that was used for tzaynin, they do shtifa in the case of tefillah. If it's an old kli that they use for cooking things, they do a gullah in the tefillah. If it's a case of old kli they use for ala ish, in the case of roasting things, they do liban in the case of tefillah. It says the b'risa, but let's say you did not do not tefillah, another case of a gullah, another case of shtifa, another case of liban. What's halacha machlokes in the b'risa? One says also, one says mutter. What's machlokes? Says the Gemara, depends upon, you hold nois tam lefkam is also. Nois tam lefkam is mutter. That, well, who is that? It's Machlokes of Shimon versus Meir. Meir and Meir wants to be Machlokes, but Shimon wants to be Mekel. The Gemara says, according to Man Diyom, Nois Tam Lefkam is Motor, which we the Meir are passing like. If so, why by Gula Ovi Chavim, by the case when we went to Muhammad with Midian, we took the path, the Torah said we have to go Kashuit. Why go Kashuit for? The Meir says, Nois Tam Lefkam is Motor, there should be no problem over here. And the Gemara is discussing a case of Gedera that's a Bas Yerimon. This is the Makar. The Gemara is saying very clearly, a pot that's Bas Yoimoy will not be nichel in the head to Nois Tam Lefkam. I, effectively, Gemara, so after 24 hours, go use a kli. Why go kashrut for? This is the Makar. The Gemara says, Exeiro, we'll go use the Eina Ben Yoimoy or to Ben Yoimoy. Be a dover. We have basically a pot over here that you cook chazer in, cooked 100 times chazer. You wait 30 hours, you cook inside of it spaghetti. A case that what came out is Nois Tam Lefkam. The loch is your spaghetti is mutter. That means anytime you ask a rabbi shaila, there's always two questions: the pot and the food. And you get the food, a clean stamp in a bnei yomai, and therefore the food of mice is always going to be mutter, unless you get sifva, in case of harif. But sifva and mice is stamp clean in a bnei yomai, the food is mutter. And you get the clean, what's the loch? The clean is also goes in a bnei yomai or to bnei yomai. The mice, the is of the clean is not brought down in our simin. We already mentioned that two sugars, nice tam of gam, and the gate to kalim. One by us and one by Kufcha Beis. But also we discussed the sugya of Nois Tam Lefkam from Kalim into the Oichel, what's the loch in the gate of the Oichel? And Sim Kufcha Beis was discussing what's the loch in the gate of the Kli. And there the Mechamel discussed the loch that we go to in Ibn Yomay or to Ben Yomay, which is brought down over here on the page by the Shach. But that's why we have two different sugyas. One the gate of the Oichel, that's our sugya. The gate of the Kli, that's really over there, Kufcha, it's Tfilas Kalim, Kufcha Alf, Agolas Kalim. There's Nois Tam Lefkam, the gate of the Kli is Kufcha Beis. Now, to go through the gate to us, and also into Torah with Kufcha Beis, first, we have this idea of counting as man of Ben Yomai. The first, when is Ben Yomai? That means the person starts cooking at 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, he stops cooking. You count, you start cooking from the end of cooking. So, Avada speaks out, Achreinu, Piskachu, Bingzan, Simon, Tagdal, from the Chavasir, we look, once the pot gets less than yad sledes boy, then we start cooking at 2, and the pot's still hot, yad sledes boy, until 3, the time starts at 3. That's portion. That's aleph. Second is, what is ben yomai? So the Beis Yosef brings down the clear machlokes Yerushalayim. Rashi Masugyo and Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam says the Geder is Linas Laila. You have it leaving over the night. That's considered the Geder, not Ben Yoimai. If it's not Linas Laila, it's a case of Ben Yoimai. Now it sounds like Beis Yosef brings down the source of the Ram Shito. Now it sounds like the Das Yochid, but the Meister misdarf the Shito numerous times. If you want the Biyoimai and Chelik Zayin, it brings down that 10 Rishon will go like Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. It's the Rambam one side and the Ben Rashbam and the Rashba and Ram Chalava and the Rit Maril Meiri. One time the Ten Rishon this way, and that's why it's very good. What we'll see further on when we start this sheet over here. It's another Shaylul Maisa Kiddua. Everyone knows Locha Ben Yoma means Meish Leish 24 hours. That's Kiddua. That's how Rosh says that's the Iker. We goes this way. They say about Truma goes this way. That's how the Torah passes very clearly this way. The Mechaber does not bring down even any Cholkim over here by us the Sefer. The loch over here is 24 hours. That's the Ikar we paskin. Again, we'll make a tzeruf out of it. The Ikar we paskin. Now, there is one interesting cute shiloh. We discussed the get is me'is l'eis. Let's say, for example, shkir today is 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, shkir will be 5 o'clock and 10 seconds. And then the day after is 5 o'clock and 20 seconds. Or something earlier. So me'is l'eis is what? A drop more or a drop less? Or exactly 24 hours? What defines it? Every day, the day changes every day.
Sorry,
the amount of time changes.
5, 10, and 10 seconds. On the next day, it should be at 5, 10, and 10 seconds, but that's...
But that day changed. The day changed. The day got bigger.
The day
got bigger. That's a cute question. Again, not too practical. It never comes out this 10 seconds. That happened. That's not about the shulchan. It's this question over here. But now
the 3 o'clock now is going to be next year. It's going to be a shkia.
Yeah, but every day changes a little bit.
All these cases you can do.
Now, legato Linus Lilo, we have again Rashi, where Tom says the Geder is overnight. What defines overnight? Is overnight means the beginning of the night makes a pogrom, means the end of the night makes a pogrom, doesn't mean the whole entire night. Tesis and the Ayvav Kladr Shiloh, he's not sure, any Yadur. And then we said to him, Mach means the whole entire night. That means on the side, the Linus Lilo, the whole entire night. That's the place coming down. Now, what does night mean? So the crazy says it means shkia. Chokh Mazadim says it means shkia. I'm not sure what he means. Shkia Rishayin or Shkia Shnia. Chokh Mazadim Avadim is Shkia Shnia. Others hold, maybe, I don't know if we hold Shkia Rishayin, maybe it's that. Not sure. There are those, I said, Chokh Mazadim only held of it, so clear, but what do we hold? So I'm not sure, but forget it, Shkia. Until it says, Pirgadim to Alois HaShachar. Goes from Shkia to the case of Alois. Now, we're not sure, there are other sugyas that also say the get of Linus Lilo. For example, you can have your eggs, onions, or garlic overnight. The get over is also overnight. What is overnight? The Divya Yatsa says you tower sugya. So means begin the night, means the end of the night, means the whole entire night. The others want to compare the two sugyas, he shloted them for the same idea or not. But when the get to us only means the whole entire night, that's what we pass him. Now, Lalokh Maisa of the Ikr, we go like other Rishonim means 24 hours. When we take Rashi, Lukhumra, meaning let's say if someone cooks 12 o'clock at night. Next night he cooks 1 o'clock in the morning. 25 hours. But you don't have Linus Lilo. The first night you cook the middle. The second night you cook the middle. You don't have Linus Lilo. So come along the crazy. It says, even though the place came up asking Lakula, but a body of Chosh Rashi. Rashi made in time. But the Shulchan means it down that way, but he points out, but that's not the steam of the place. No one says it that way. And the others want to fact back in time of the Megillah. Save one time the Rashi agrees to the other Shulchan, about 25 hours is enough. But not only 25 hours, even Linus Lilo. What I would have said maybe is that if you start 2 halves of the night, the first night you got the first 6 hours, the second half you got the other, so maybe you can start 2 halves of the night, 2 different nights, they shlod. The Maisa steam is the oil seems to go, the halacha is 24 hours straight up. We're not worried about the idea of Rashi, l'chumra, especially in our Kalim that usually are not porous.
Why, what's the story of Rashi? Why would it be
totally in Chazal says, when it's is be the tam. That's what it
places. There are places in the world where the night is only 2 hours and 3 hours. And their whole day is Whatever, the other 21 hours.
Fine.
Meaning,
what again, Taisha, maybe it goes only the beginning of the night. Taisha, it's sad to say, the beginning of the night makes a perium. That's it. That one second. Yeah, it's sad only the end of the night. Maybe the whole night.
If you have an amount of time, you want to be wine and play overnight.
Why would Rashi be machmed? Why would Rashi be machmed? You don't have to explain it. You need the whole night. You don't have the whole night.
You have longer than a
whole night. Maybe night's poking. Night's poking. I don't have night. Somehow, again, take that sound, the first, second night makes a problem. This is a mysterious that sounds like night poking. My father told me yesterday, it's Huji Wuji. We see that it could be. We see that you have eggs on the golf overnight. How does that work? Why is that called? Chai ben Afi b'dam b'roi shoy.
The lila, just the amount of time
lila? Not the amount of time, no, it means the night, no, it means the night's turn. The night's being current. Now, come on the place we can discuss, that's in the bleeds inside a kli. Let's say you have a shamnus on top of a kli. So, Beisaisu brings down, Mecha brings down two sheets, shamnus on top of a kli. Shamnus on top of a kli. So, basically, there are three sheets, two in the Mecha and one brought down by the Shach. The Rashi understands when you have shamnus at the top of the kli, the shamnus be'etzim is nichel and get a be'en. A be'en, even after a week or two or three, is never the nice time of kam, until the mitzis is that way. The shamnus, the maestro, will need shishim versus the shamnus. Masha enkein the blius, after 24 hours, nice time of kam, one shito. The second shito is the Rambam. He says, Alochi is just like the blius, nice time of kam, the shamnus also will be nice time of kam, once you die that way in the Gemara, it says you not do shtifa to it. The third sheet is in Yamshu Shloimei, once he machmir both, just like the Shamnus on top is Noistam L'Shvach, will affect even the Blitz to be case Noistam L'Shvach. Three different sheets over here. The second, the Mechaber? Okay. The one sheet is the Rashba says we have two different things. We have the Shamnus is L'Shvach, Blitz is L'Shvach. We have the second sheet, the Rambam says that not only is the Blitz L'Shvach, even the Shamnus is L'Shvach. Little sediments of oils on top, even that's L'Shvach after 24 hours. Once we die, that way in the Gemara. So the Shlishi, the Yom Shlomo, won't say Fakesh, but this is the Be'en. In fact, even the Blis will be a case of Lishvach.
It turns the whole pad into Shvach.
Yeah, even the Blis of Lishvach. And then we need Shish, not only versus the Shamunis, even against the Blis. Loch Lamaisa, the Amal went in the words of Ahochi Nog. The Loch is that we go in between, all the places go in between. In between, I mean, the Blis are always nice to Tamil Skam. And the Shamnu is always at the gate of Noish Tam L'Shvach. That's where we go. We go like the Rashba. That's how the Shach Paskins. That's how the Ramal Paskins. That's how the Ikkar Paskins go. Boys can go. Now, discussing Shamnu, what about a little bit of Tiyach on top? Some grime or some garbage on top. You ever go to the oven, you take your finger and go like this. You see there's some grime there. Now, all ovens do that. Let's see, clean it. Now, I don't think the same case Shamnunis is Yad Yudon or Choshuchon say the Chor, that's not Nichol in this category over here. It's Nichol in the Geta, that's about this Lufkam. The Pasha doesn't give it to any person to go eat, it's not really actually at all. Also, even a little bit behind, you those want me Choshuch against it, Mice always Shishim against that grime over there. Mice, that grime over there, Pasha is not really Lachila, because it's not Nichol in the Geta of Shamnunis. Shamnunis is something that actually is edible. That grime, Mice, Pasha is not edible. Even when Mephakfik upon that, Mice, Pasha is always a case of Shishim. Now, do you have a choshev for the shamnunis or not? To come on the shach, it says a klal that stam kelim are noki. If you know you live in a dira or a place that lives like a dira, that's not that way, but not that way. But in but the klal is stam kelim are noki. Va'oid stam kelim einim bnei yomai. Therefore, stam kelim usually the rav will ask you, do you know it's ben yomai or not? If you do not know, then the loch is stam kelim einim bnei yomai. And therefore, since you only left the blias, and we assume in most houses there's no shamnunis over here, therefore, anytime a rav asks you. You ask the Rav, what's the locha? Negate the food, all you can say is mortar.
But the kli is
not valid. The kli, yeah, because it has blis of possible, blis of cholov, blis of is, blis of vetter.
Okay.
And we're going to get any minyan mortar, minyan mortar. But the food, the mice is going to be mortar.
If you're saying that the grime is not really lachil on manila, it's mortar, meaning it's not considered shamunis, does that mean that some shamunis which is pegging on the grime is going to be mortar?
Yeah, but 100%. Any food is pegging on the grime is mortar. 100%.
That's
the grime. Let's say, Sivvav is the halacha of that, even though we're saying no time of kam, the halacha is that we're going to say after 20 hours is of kam. Let's say in the case where it's charif, something that's sharp, the machlik shoshayim, But kamul mechaber being done losh yesh mishayim the chur for mashul lishvach. And therefore, let's say you have a pot that cooked inside of it meat. You wait 30 hours. You cooked inside of it onions. We're making mach on the onions. Nechal geder b'charif. Take out the onions. The onions will have a geder of being basari. In a case, nice tam of a ben yoyim, in another case, an inam ben yoyim. Now, the klon and the gedorim, they point out, you learn simen tzadik vav. You'll see over there, the mechaber seem not to go this way, it's a stiro. The ramot does seem to go this way. And all the klon, all the gedorim, the shach and taz says, ayin over there, so we'll leave it to ayin over there. It's tzadik kei and tzadik vav. The sugya of davar charif is, and we'll leave it over there.
Well, one thing
we
know is it needs to be right.
One thing you need to be right, repeat over there is coming from the ramot over there. You have to know what right means. Right means you have a whole pot of soup. You have tons of onions, but it's not grape onions. It's not grape. It's not harif. That's what it sounds like, and that's for a little bit of pell effect that Yad Yehuda and all this. Now, Jesus starts the Zayin. Some of you have not finished it yet to get it clear. So, just like to give like Domus of Zayin, Bezushim, Sunday will be Mamshuk of Zayin. Siv Zayin is really a mixture of four separate sugyas, four different ideas over here. One idea is that we have Machlikis Seifa Truma Rebbeinu Baruch versus the Smak. Place at the end of the Masechta Vezorah Daf Ayin Vav brings down Rebbeinu Baruch that he tells a person when he first cooks, let's say Basar B'Cholov, with a case of Seifa Truma is causing case of Isser. Cook Isser, let's say at 3 o'clock. Come along at 4 o'clock, you cook water. The question is, when do you count 24 hours? 3 o'clock when you cook the Isser, or 4 o'clock when you cook the water? Because what happened? The water took the bleas of Isser out, went inside the water, went back inside. So when do you count 24 hours? Is it 3 or from 4? Come on, say, but Truma says, it went out. You have now water with Isser inside. It goes back inside. So the counting part, the clock starts at 4 o'clock. Very simple, say, but Truma. Come along, the base says, brings down, that the smack brings down the Seva Truma, and says, but Habricholkim, Numa Zachorim disagree. What is this far behind it? The way how the Kirega sends you to Rishonim, they say that the smak is saying is ainin nesel chomam and iser. The iser where it's coming from, how far can the bleas of iser at 3 o'clock go? You only have 24 hours from 3 o'clock. The fact that it went out, it went back inside. How can you say it starts again at 4 o'clock? The koyach originally the bleas is only at 3. So now it went out, went back in, and then that's a chum and oisa. The oisa can only go for 24 hours. You're making it 25 hours. You're adding an hour to it. They once a title, the smak, haber cholkim. The luck is, he's not going from 4 o'clock, he can't from 3 o'clock.
I bet that if
you could.
Who says you start the clock all over by the Gedera? Was saying that the isra inside, the onions itself is that way. Mashal eshvach. But forget the pot, the shach one time, we don't count all over. Which is machlokes? That's the shach, I think. So that's basically again, we have one machlokes. Or we'll see the machaber make it serif out of it. Again, we say about truma versus haber cholkim. Do we count when water went inside after the iser? Do we count for the water from the iser? One new side. A second machlokes is when is the getter of ben yomai? Is it meis leis or linus lailo? Rashi Ben Tam says getter of linus lailo. Other Rishonim say it's meis leis or make it also serif out of that shito. That's the second machlokes. The third machlokes comes along the Beis Eizah points out, you forget the sugya of Chanan. Or it's not brought down because the Mechaber holds Chanan even Mashiach Yisrim and the Tor, and the Mechaber does not hold the Beis Chanan by Shiach Yisrim. So the Maisa, what we do have to realize first that there are three cases over here they get to this sugya of Chanan. Number one is Chanan by Bosom Chol, that's clear. Number two, by Chanan by Shiach Yisrim, the Mechaber does not hold that way. The Amot does hold that way, except by Lach Balach, by Efsir Mubel, Dabi Mekel. Rabbi Dasul Shach bring that over here. Number three, the very important you say in Chanan over here.
What, the
Pap
came Chanan?
I think we'll get to what you're saying. Number three, very important you say over here. You have a case over here of Basar, and the case of Cholo got mixed together. Not everyone agrees Chanan. It's Heter, Beheter, got mixed together. You create a new entity, that's Azichanas Nevelo. If we need Shishim verse, not just one or the other, we need Shishim verse both. Shari Yisrim is what? You have Isser versus Heter. You're mixing Isser with Heter, therefore it has its Kolom. When you have a case that already is Basar B'Cholov, so it's also right now, got mixed with water, is that a mixture of Basar B'Cholov of Chanan? Or is that a Shari Yisrim Chanan? What Chanan is that? Again, when we had a case of heter beheter, that's the standard chanan. We have bas b'cholov with water. What is that? That's iser with heter. speaks out the shach, according to you, mechaber, for you that's Issa versus Heter. There should be no Chanan over here. Somehow the mechaber says there is Chanan. What's machlokes? We're going to explain, Avadim in the Torah, there's no Chanan over here. It's Issa with Heter. But they argue, what category do you put it under? The mechaber wants to understand that we have Issa with Heter, but coming from Bosa Mechalov with water is only the category of Chanan of Bosa Mechalov. Might be the Abon. Chanan of Bosa Mechalov. Why? Because it is Bosa Mechalov. And the Shach say no. At the end of the day, it's not Heter Beheter. It's Issa with Heter. That's what he said, Chanan. So what Chanan is that? That's Chanan of Shari Sur. But that's the third sugya of Chanan. We have three things to get a Chanan. There's Bosa Mechalov, number one. Number two, Shari Surim. And number three, Basim Chal with water. What exactly is that? A fourth sugi over here speaks out the Shach that there's a cloud called Nat Bar Nat. Okay, we defined already a couple of times. Nat Bar Nat means, let's say you have a pot, the cooking inside of a chazer. The chazer that goes inside the pot is nice and tam. The pot has one tam. Cooking inside of its spaghetti. It went from the pot back inside the spaghetti in this clean pot. That's another nice and tam. It's a Nat Bar Nat. What's the loch of a naparnat? So the things called naparnat yetero and naparnat yisuro. Naparnat yetero is a case when in kosher meat, then you put in spaghetti, then you put on, let's say, potatoes. What naparnat yetero? Or when the first time in the fkam, that's naparnat yetero. Naparnat yetero, the loch is after two or three, that we already skipped that taz and shach, then the loch of the maestro is, we'll get back to, the loch is mutter. Naparnat yetero cannot affect things after two or three times. That means, for example, let's say you have bosa inside your pot. You cook inside of it, and then you have spaghetti inside. Then you take the spaghetti, cook it in something else. The loch is with milk, no problem. Napanati teri is no problem. Napanati suro, even 1,000 times, goes from your chazer, to your spaghetti, to your potatoes, to your rice, whatever it is, one pot, another pot, another pot, another pot, napanati suro is always also. To come on the shach, and he ends off over here, time is, what shach is the chanan? First of all, it's not chanan according to mechaber. He says, you have another stick of here, napanati suro. They have asked everything inside the sugi of Napanati Yisuro. They've gone back and forth. The body starts from 4 o'clock, not from 3. As the sugi of Napanati Yisuro. That means again, we have four different sugis of mixing in. One machlok is about chuma versus
the. That's using the water, not using the pot again.
Fine. Like one out, rejuvenates Napanati Yisuro. It's also. It never loses its koyach. It never loses its koyach. Napanati Yisuro never loses koyach. Napanati Tere loses after two, three times.
In the same way, the spaghetti will trave up a second pot, I'll trave up this pot again.
Right, I'll trave up a third pot, a fourth pot, a fifth pot, a sixth pot, a seventh pot. So Napanati Yisuro never loses Korach.
There's no machlokes
now. It's Pogum, it's Yisuro.
What?
It's Pogum.
It's not Pogum, it wasn't Pogum yet. It can ask the next pot, the next pot. It went from 3 o'clock with Isser. Come out the wood at 4 o'clock. So then again, it's Napanati Yisuro. And he went to the next pot 20 hours later. Also, not bad. I can ask him. It never loses its koyach. The reason we make any nasa chomen oisur, what do you mean? It never loses its koyach. It doesn't lose its koyach when it's a napa nati isur. That's the Shach's kash over here. We want to argue. I mean, again, this, we have four different sugyas that let's put together today. But we have one sugya saying about Shumu versus Smak. One sugya. A second sugya of Linus Lila versus Meis Leis. A third sugya of defining Chanan by Shari Sum, Basim Cholov, and the fourth sugya of Napanati Yisuro. On Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll give Chavur also on Siv Zayin and go further on Sim Kuvdal, which is the Hemshuch of the sugya of Napanat, Hemshuch of Nois Tam of Gam, but Negeir to Akvar, Negeir to Rats, and other things like that.